Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Now we embark on a long list of the great warriors who fought under David HaMelech. And they are generally known as the 30, but it's a grand total of everybody that we have mentioned in this Perek of 37. As we're going to see as we get to the end, however, if you count punctiliously, there's your SAT word for the day, you're only going to count 36 names. Number 37 goes unnamed, and we'll talk about that at the end. But Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Asa El Achi Yoav Bashaloshim. So Asa El, the brother of Yoav, was one of the captains. Now the question is, does this mean he's the third of the previous group of three? Or does this mean he's the first of the group of 30? So some read it either way. Some say that he was actually the third of the previous group of three. Most seem to read it as he is the first of the next group of the 30 to come. Targum Yonason, according to Rashi, kind of sees things that way. So Asa El Yoav's brother, he singled out that even if he's of the 30, he is of greater status than they. So he's kind of at a top level. But again, remember, we had six biggies, or if he's part of the 35 biggies, and then 30 about to come, and that still only makes 36. So that doesn't come out to 37, as we're going to see the number in a little while. So here we go. Asa El is quite celebrated. Elchanan ben Dodo beis Lochem. And as we now go through the captains, there was Elchanan ben Dodo. We saw previously that ben Dodo might have to do with uncles rather than that being his father's name. So go refer back to Pasuk Tes in this parak if you'd like to hear that explanation again. But now away we go. Without saying the Pasuk numbers as we go, but we'll just read them off. Shama ha-charodi. Shama from Charod. Elika ha-charodi. Presumably brothers or relatives. Cheletz ha-palti. Ira ben Ikesh ha-tikoi. From the great place Tekoa that comes up elsewhere in the Nach. Aviezer ha-ansosi. From Anasos. We will get much more into that, the great city of Kohanim, Anasos, in later Sifrei Nach. Mavunai Hachushasi, Salmon Ho'achochi, Salmon the Achochi, Mahrai Hanetofasi, I'm not sure where Netofas was. Chelev ben Ba'ano Hanetofasi, but apparently it was important enough that several warriors came from there. And Itai ben Rivai Migivas ben Ebinyamin from the Valley of Benjamin came Itai, the son of Rivai, from that group in Givas B'nei Binyamin. We're off to Pasuk Lamed now. B'nei Yahu Pir Asoni. So different B'nei Yahu. If you yell out B'nei Yahu, make sure you get the right one. Hidai Minachale Go'ash. Hidai who came from the Wadis, from the rivers or streams of Go'ash. Avi Albon Ho'arvasi, and Azmoves, there's a great name, Habarchumi, read that wrong, Azmoves, which is not mentioned by the commentators, but that's a curious name. I wonder what that has to do with. If I find out, I'll tell you. Lamed Beis, Eliachba Hasha Alvoni, and Bnei Yoshein Yohonasan. B'nei Yoshein Yohonasan is like Uvnei Falu Eliav in the censuses in Chamish Chumshei Torah, Uvnei Don Chushim. So it's really Yohonasan ben Yoshein, but it's referred to as B'nei Yoshein, which is not an unprecedented way of referring to somebody's lineage. Lamed Gimel, Shamo HaHarori, Shamo from Harori, unless that means from the mountainous area. Achion ben Sharor HaArori. So not Ha-Harori, but Ha-Arori, which are presumably two different places. Lamed Dalet, Elifelet ben Achasbai ben Ha-Ma'achosi. We have seen the Ma'achosi before. We've seen that phrase. And Eliyon ben Achitofel Hagiloni. So I don't believe that that is the same Achitofel that we have mentioned in the past, famous for committing suicide when David's judgment was going to come against him. Lamed Hey. Chetzrai ha-Karmeli and Pa'arai ha-Arbi. Yigal ben Nosan Mitzova. Bunny Haggadi. So Bunny Haggadi is a separate person from Shevet Gad, presumably. Lamed Zayin. Selek Ha'amoni. Interesting phrase, implying that he was either from the land of Ammon or perhaps, well, he couldn't have been a convert because Lo Yavo Ammoni U'Moavi B'Kal Hashem. So presumably it can't mean quite literally in Ammoni because he wouldn't have been allowed to be in the Jewish encampment. So the man Loi suggests that Zelek Ha'amoni descended from among the nations. But many people believe that it just means that that's around where he lived. And Nachrai HaBe'erosi, Nachrai from Be'eros, Nosa, so this is not Nos-A, even though it's spelled that way, carriers of, but Nosa Kalei Yoav Ben Tzeruya. He was the bearer of weapons for Yoav Ben Tzeruya, this Nachrai the Be'erosi. Now, interesting that Yoav ben Tzeruya is not mentioned, which some people suggest he is the 37th, who's not being mentioned except in this elliptical way as, I don't know if it's a punishment or a demotion because of the sins he had committed and he was intentionally omitted. In any case, this place is a good place to mention that. And finally, wrapping it up, Lamed Ches, Ira HaYisri and Garev HaYisri. So, two people from Yeser. I wonder if that could possibly have anything to do with being originally from the descendancy from Yisro, who was also known as Yeser. So that is a possibility. And finally, the one who's the biggest surprise to me at any rate, Lamed Ches, the last one, Uriah HaChiti, of all people, one of David's great warriors that's going to be mentioned. And the final one is Uriah HaChiti, who is at the same time a key player in the greatest chet of David's life, but the most meaningful one that led us to Shlomo HaMelech. And that's Uriah HaChiti, Kol Shaloshim V'Shiva. And in their entirety, of the entire list, it's 37, which is actually 36. And these are the heads of David's warriors who strengthened him in his kingdom, is the version that appears in Divrei HaYamim. So these are the people credited with giving David his main support. Others say that this is just the warriors who aided David in his battle against other nations, that they had outstanding courage, outstanding strength. Some of the names are different in Divrei HaYamim, so some say some of these men had more than one name. Some suggest that Elazar ben Dodo is actually the 37th, so he, along with the other warriors in this second part, would make 37. There's interesting Eliphelet ben Achasbai, ben Hamaachosi. Some suggest that that's two different people. By mentioning the grandfather, it's a possibility that ben Hamaachosi is a different person from Eliphelet ben Achasbai. So there are interesting mathematical possibilities for who these warriors are, why the numbers don't seem to add up, and where the commas and names are. Now, the final point about this is that Uriah HaChiti is not a random ending. The redactor of Sefer Shmuel, who I believe is it Yirmiyahu HaNavi? I believe so, unless it was Nosson and Gad who completed Sefer Shmuel, cut off the list at the most surprising point. Uriah HaChiti doesn't seem to be a special warrior in the story of David and Bathsheba. But here it says he was, which makes the shadow cast over the entire event a little darker, because Uriah is granted the honor of being considered a great warrior after his death. So not only did David send an innocent man to his death to hide the fact that she had conceived the child to David, but also one of his great warriors, not just an ordinary soldier, was sent to his death to show that this was an event of cataclysmic significance. It wasn't just random that Uriah ended up being sent to his death the way he was. And this is why so many different punishments and reverberations and consequences came from what happened to Uriah HaChiti. So it is possible that there is a moral lesson being taught to us here about the consequences of, on his level, sin. And of course, The Mamarei Chazal constantly say David didn't really sin, but there's still an issue of it in the words of the Nach and the Pashto Pshat, as we always go, that it was not a completely clean decision by David. And ending with Uriah Chiti reinforces that and reminds us of that. Even at the end of the Sefer that shows us David's greatness, Sefer Shmuel, we also always get a reminder of David's humanity. So this is not a hagiography. This is not like Lahabdil, Christian saints, where they wipe the slate clean and they're perfect and they never did anything wrong. This is, or certain Jewish biographies, shall we say, and I'll leave that nameless. But rather, this is a human being with complexity to him. And ending on Uriah Chiti reinforces that message. So sorry for going a little long, but on a day where we finished about, 25 psukim, I think maybe we can get a little credit for that. Next time, Perek Chaf Dalet, the final perek in a very long journey that we have taken through Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis.